Living Well. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Oatmeal with a kick. Health.com has listed 12 surprising sources of caffeine. Among the more unusual hyped-up food choices, sunflower seeds, instant oatmeal, jerky. Other unexpected caffeine sources include ice cream, weight loss pills, and pain relievers. Best scrubs. According to U.S. News & World Report and Pharmacy Times, these products are pharmacists' recommendations for antibacterial soaps by percentage. 38% Hibiclens, 17% Dial, 14% Cetaphil, 9% Soft Soap, 7% Purell. Flu Fight by Beth W. Orenstein. Even if you're healthy, a case of the flu can make you miserable for a week or longer. If you're elderly or have other chronic conditions such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, and heart disease, the flu can be even more dangerous, says Sam Alstein, medical director of Beth Israel Medical Group in New York. It can put you in the hospital and even be deadly. Here are a few tips to lower your risk of contracting the flu. Get vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, urges those 6 months and older to get the current season's flu vaccine as soon as it's available, usually in September. Those who work in health care or are around sick patients, children or the elderly, especially should be vaccinated, says Justin Young, a physician with AFC Doctors Express in Santa Clarita, California. Also, if you work in retail and come in contact with a lot of people during flu season, it's a good idea. It's best to get the vaccine at the start of the flu season, which can begin as early as October. Seasonal flu mostly peaks in January or February, and you can still be vaccinated then. It takes about 2 weeks to develop the antibodies that will protect you. Even if you are vaccinated, you still can get the flu, but your symptoms will not be as intense, Young says. Watch what you touch. Flu virus is spread mainly from person to person when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks. The germs can land on a doorknob, telephone, or keyboard. By touching something that someone with the flu has just touched, and unknowingly touching your mouth, eyes, or nose, you can get their germs. Try not to touch your eyes, nose, or mouth when you are in public or have come in contact with someone who is sick. Also, clean and disinfect surfaces and objects that someone with the flu could have contaminated. Wash your hands often. Soap and water are fine, Young says. If you do not have access to a sink, use hand rub or hand sanitizer. Wash your hands before, during, and after preparing food and eating, using the toilet and touching garbage. Rinse, lather up, and scrub for at least 20 seconds. Cover up. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. If you don't have a tissue handy, cough or sneeze into the crease of your elbow rather than your hand so as not to spread germs. Stay away. If you do not feel well, stay home. Also, try to avoid contact with people you know are sick or have the flu. See your health care provider. If you develop flu symptoms, fever, cough, sore throat, headache, stuffy nose, chills, body aches, fatigue, get medical attention. If your flu started in the past 48 hours, your health care provider may give you antiviral drugs such as Tamiflu, Alstein says. Taken as directed, antiviral drugs can shorten the time you are sick and may prevent complications that can become serious. Also, be sure to rest, drink plenty of fluids, and monitor yourself for improvement, Alstein says. A bigger world. Almost a third of the world's population is now significantly overweight, according to a new study by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, UW. Researchers found that more than 2 billion people are overweight or obese, CBS News reports, citing the study. The highest rates were in the Middle East and North Africa, where nearly 60% of men and 65% of women are heavy. However, Americans account for 13% of the world's overweight, the highest percentage of any country. According to the CDC, the key to achieving and maintaining a healthy weight isn't about short-term dietary changes. It's about a lifestyle that includes healthy eating, regular physical activity, and balancing the number of calories you consume with the number of calories your body uses. Fall allergies and your eyes. As fall approaches, many people wonder why they're still suffering from allergies. The main culprit is ragweed, a yellow flowering plant found across the country that can produce up to 1 billion grains of pollen a season. Eye allergies occur when your immune system overreacts to usually harmless airborne substances, such as pollen. This overreaction releases a chemical called histamine, which can cause swollen eyelids and blurry vision. Gary Heiting, senior editor at allaboutvision.com, suggests the following tips to help with fall eye allergies. See your eye doctor before symptoms start to learn how to reduce your sensitivity to allergens. Don't rub your eyes if they itch. This will release more histamine and make your symptoms worse. Use plenty of artificial tears to wash airborne allergens from your eyes. Ask your eye doctor for the best brands. If you wear contact lenses, consider switching to eyeglasses until your symptoms subside. Nutrition on a budget. There are many ways to save money while trying to improve your health. Cutting coupons and making purchases based on weekly sales will lower your grocery bill while filling your cart with nutrient-rich. Economical options will ensure you get the biggest health bang for your buck. The following tips will help trim your budget and your waistline. Cut back on meat and poultry, opting instead for less expensive protein sources such as canned tuna, dried or canned beans, peanut butter, or eggs. Fill up on frozen vegetables and fruits, which cost less but still have the same nutritional quality as fresh. They are also less prone to spoiling. Perk up foods with nutritious seasonings such as fresh garlic, ginger, cilantro, or basil. A study comparing the cost of various vegetables versus their nutrient content for protein, fiber, and key vitamins and minerals concluded that sweet potatoes, white potatoes, tomato juices, tomato soups, carrots, and broccoli are the biggest nutrition bargains. Some simple meal ideas at less than $2 per serving include a baked potato topped with canned tuna and a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter on whole grain toast served with baby carrots, tomato soup mixed with frozen broccoli and chopped garlic. Michelle Gibault-Traube.